Well, that fanfare says it's time to talk about a movie with Matt Olien, and this week we're talking about Wild Rose. This is an intriguing idea.
It's a very intriguing idea, Doug, built around the phenomenal talents of Jesse Buckley, who is the lead character who plays Rose. And Jesse Buckley is a singer, a British singer, who was kind of discovered on one of these talent shows about 10 years ago in Man, Can She Sing? And she plays Rose, who emerges from a 12-month stay in jail at the start of the film. She has two kids that her mother, played by the great Julie Walters, is taking care of. And Rose happens to be a very good country singer. She's Scottish, has a very thick Scottish brogue, but when she sings, she sounds country. As you know, Doug, many British singers, when they sing, lose that accent. It's just crazy, whether it's Jagger or McCartney or whoever. And she sounds country when she sings. Her goal is to get to Nashville. She wants to be in Nashville. She's not a terribly good mother. The kids are, you know, more attached to the grandmother than they are her. She struggles when she comes out of jail, cleaning houses, trying to make money, not being there for her kids. It's kind of the usual single mother film, somewhat predictable in parts, but the film works because of Buckley. She has kind of an interesting look to her, sort of like a scratchy, you know, from the wrong side of the tracks look, which is what she's playing. This is working class Glasgow is what it is, Doug. Very thick accents. I would have liked some subtitles in some spots. There have been Scottish films, Doug, with subtitles over the years because American and English audiences can't understand the accent. So some of this is going to go over the audience's ears. I'm just warning you right now, it takes about 10 minutes to adjust your ear to the accents. You know, it's a familiar tale. You know, rags to riches. Is she going to get to Nashville? There's some really interesting scenes that get a little more serious, a little more like how much up against it am I to make it in this business? There's so many people that want to be singers, so many people that want to be country singers or rock and roll singers or whatever, pop singers. And so some of those scenes are really interesting when we shift location from Glasgow. But overall, this is a fine film. It's predictable. It's kind of got that story arc you're expecting. You know, that road to redemption from screwing up. Nice supporting performance by Sophie Okonedo, past Oscar nominee for Hotel Rwanda back in 2004. She plays kind of a wealthier woman who really takes an interest in Rose because Rose cleans her house and she wants Rose to succeed as a singer. So she takes kind of a philanthropic interest in her. So overall, I like this film. I think people will enjoy it. Again, adjust your ears to the Scottish accents, but Buckley really is the winning star here. She's engaging on screen. She's heartbreaking. She's funny. She has a great voice. She's selfish and selfless both. You kind of look at her like this awful mom at some point, but you also realize she's got this dream and she has to kind of balance those two things out, as many people do in life.
Well, you know, I had a Scottish aunt and she had a thick brogue. Mm-hmm. And she, of course, loved Sean Connery, those kinds of classic, you know, action figures of years ago. I wonder sometimes how she would think about Scotland the way it's often portrayed these days as a sort of hard knocks school of, you know, just rough and tumble. I don't know that was her experience.
Well, that's what it is in this film. And you get that contrast between the life that Rose is living versus the life she wants, or the life that Sophie Okonedo, her employer, who employs her as a cleaning woman, has going for her as well. So, you know, what's really interesting too, Doug, about the film is, you know, she lives in a very cramped apartment with her kids. And you get the feeling watching the film, you're in a cramped apartment. Mm-hmm. This isn't some set they built that, you know, is made to look cramped when it's really bigger than it is. You get the feeling these kids and her are in a cramped quarters about the size of the studio we're doing this in right now.
Which is not big.
And so, you know, it takes you kind of down into the depths of, you know, she's desperate. She wants to be a singer. Is that going to work? Or is she going to have to be a cleaning woman? Is she going to have to work at other places? Julie Walters, I want to give her a shout out too. She, of course, two-time Oscar nominee, Billy Elliot, Educating Rita, Mamma Mia. People know her from Mamma Mia. And she can speak the King's English or she can do the Scottish brogue. And she's not Scottish. So she really pulls that Scottish brogue here where it is almost hard to understand her as well. She's not like a local non-professional Scottish actor that they found. She's a two-time Oscar nominee, recognizable actress. So she's very good. She has some very good scenes with her daughter, kind of that, you know, you need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. She's the tough mom, the daughter hasn't lived up to her expectations. Again, it's not going to win a lot of awards probably, but again, when she sings up on stage, whether it's in Glasgow or Nashville or wherever in the film, the magic happens, the spark happens with Jesse Buckley.
So there's an audience for country music in Glasgow.
Apparently so. There's, you know, she sings at this honky-tonk. She's been singing there since she was 14, her character has. And there is apparently a country love there in Glasgow. But she wants to get to the big time, and that's what the film's about. And check your listings as to where it's playing right now.
Well, I'm intrigued by it. I'll look forward to seeing Wild Rose. We had the passing of a pretty well-known actor.
Yeah, Rutger Hauer. Yeah, people who have seen Blade Runner, the original, he is the villain in Blade Runner. If anyone ever had the face for a villain, it was Rutger Hauer. Blonde, blue-eyed, Dutch actor. He got his start with two big Paul Verhoeven-directed films, Doug, in the 70s, Turkish Delight and Soldier of Orange. And he really played a romantic lead in those. But Hollywood noticed all of a sudden he was cast as the villain in Blade Runner opposite Harrison Ford. He was opposite Sylvester Stallone in Nighthawks, you know, espionage films. Not sure why he never played a Bond villain. He would have been perfect as a Bond villain, but very recognizable actor to sci-fi films, and he just worked constantly over the years. Rutger Hauer was 75, and he was Dutch. He was not German. He was Dutch. A lot of people mistake him for kind of that, you know, Nordic or Germanic actor.
I would have done that with the name Hauer. My question, my Oscar trivia question, is I think pretty trivial.
Okay.
I might really be testing you or not. But who was the Scot? And this is drawn from the idea that we're talking about this Wild Rose Scottish setting here. Who was the Scot who was regarded as Scotland's first Oscar winner? I can give you a couple of clues.
Well, is it Sean Connery or is it not? It's a Robert Donat.
It's way before both of them.
Yes, it's going to come to me.
I'll give you one movie title, The Divine Lady, Cavalcade.
Oh, Frank Lloyd, director. Yes. That's Frank. I was thinking actors immediately when you said that, so my apologies. Frank Lloyd, director.
He lost out for his most successful film, Mutiny on the Bounty, but it was named Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
He was among the founders of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, which set up the Oscars in 1929. Mm-hmm. So there we go.
Okay.